95.5, Southern California's rock station.
Hey, it's a June gloom day.
It is perfect for you.
Finally, June gloom is here.
I don't hate it because it's been so hot. So
yeah.
I'm all right with this for a day.
I was wandering around the house and it was nice and dark and I'm like, ah, this feels good. I don't hate everybody.
Are you a vampire?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Why do you think I would keep biting your neck, man?
How was your night?
Same.
Yeah. Uneventful.
You?
Same.
Yeah, I didn't go out playing or anything. Did you go to McDonald's? I tried to put it in your head.
I did not. I told you I have rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you actually followed that rule.
I have rules for
Impressive.
McDonald's.
Impressive, yeah.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks
mostly.
From now. Yeah. It's weird, though.
But I had it recently because I was a little, you know.
Hungover.
Hungover, yeah.
Damn good hangover food.
Yeah, it was after Foo Fighters. Okay. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
You're not a doctor.
No, yes, I am. I have my opinions. It's as good as a doctor.
The things people are doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking COVID. I'm talking other things.
Yep.
That are home remedies that they think are going to help.
Yep. And they don't.
And they don't.
They can kill.
Ever.
Yep. But I have my opinion, so I'm as good as a doctor.
That is true.
Yeah, you know, that's
true.
All that matters.
We have tickets for you to see Kiss.
Yeah, who, by the way, Gene Simmons, enjoying COVID.
Is he now, too?
Yes, uh-huh. So
Paul already
had it. Postponing some shows, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Queen and David Bowie wrote Under Pressure while drunk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think Queen was more drunk.
Yeah.
Than David Bowie, but it was like, hey
guys,
you want to come over and just hang and play some music?
Yes, I do.
That's how it happened.
Yeah. And sometimes that really works, and then some of those, man, I don't know.
Well, Under Pressure's a pretty big hit. So then we're going to take calls on the best thing you did drunk.
Oh, nice.
Like, you were at the top of your game when
actually
you were
drunk.
Actually
came out well.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, that is rare. That's a good idea.
And you're a little bit OCD.
Sure. Yes.
Do you think everybody is? Because I sort of feel like
certainly have their rituals, you know, and sometimes you can break rituals, in which case you probably not really got that problem.
Yeah,
so
no,
much.
I'm not talking about extreme OCD.
Right.
I was talking about a touch.
Oh, sure.
Just
absolutely.
A scotch.
Yeah, a scotch. If I see like screws in a light fixture, like over there on the light panel,
right,
where you turn it on, they have to be in a line.
Is that right?
Yeah. Who cares?
But
for some reason.
My dad always had a thing where everything had to be perfectly squared on the wall.
Right.
Or yes. He would have to go fix
it. Right, go fix it.
So I would go through and just tilt everything just a tiny bit.
Starting off early.
And now I'm that way. Now I see something on the wall
like,
that's crooked. I got
to
straighten it out.
Yeah. I hope your daughters are going along pushing it out of the way.
It's coming
screwing
up.
It up.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What is it that you think people are thinking when they take something that's not approved for COVID or any hundreds of, like, there's
home remedies?
I guess they just don't trust the medical community.
Yeah, our grandma always had, you know, she'd give me this whatever and
right, that
always
was the,
made me better.
That was the cure?
Yeah. You know, when I was a little kid, I tried to come up with my own cures for stuff occasionally.
How did that go?
Terribly.
Because you're not a doctor.
Yeah, and I'd try to make stuff and, like, mix stuff together, and it was awful and pointless, and I gave up when I was about 7. That's
like
generally
that video
when you,
of that.
Yeah, generally when you quit that sort of thing,
yeah,
you start to go, oh, well, maybe I guess I don't know what I'm doing.
Man inserts eel into rectum from anus in hopes to relieve constipation.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Now, there are...
Wow.
There are medical answers for this issue.
Sure. Plenty of them. Don't involve eels,
don't
generally.
Don't involve an eel. This man in China inserted a 20-centimeter-long eel into his rectum from his anus.
Now, was he really trying to get rid of something, or was he just having a good old time of some sort?
I don't... That's a great question. At the end of the story, it says that he did sit down on the couch... And it slid into his rectum. Like, it wasn't on purpose.
Right.
That was his answer at the
right.
end.
Yeah, I don't know. I had an eel. He's hanging out on the couch with
right.
me.
Like you do.
Yeah, we were watching some reruns, and all of a sudden, I don't know, where. What's he doing in there?
What motivated the man to do this is a folk remedy that says eel can help with bowel movement.
Oh, yeah, it can just remove your bowel.
But instead of curing the man's constipation, the eel went from the man's rectum to the colon, bit through it, entering the abdomen.
You don't want stuff biting that.
No!
Biting stuff up in there.
There's ways to stop that.
Yeah,
issue.
There's really nice products that are available
yes.
on the grocery store for a mere $1.75.
That aren't alive?
Yeah, that usually aren't slithering.
And don't have teeth? He finally went to the hospital.
Oh, man.
After enduring pain on the third day, he was too shy to see a doctor because...
What, is he hoping the eel would just stop eating him?
I guess.
Maybe it'll stop.
The doctor who gave him the operation said that he could have lost his life and the bacteria in the large intestine may cause by this thing eating through him.
Yeah, not good.
The eel was still alive by the time it was removed during the operation.
That is eel abuse. That's just straight up. The eel's like, I don't want to be in here. What's this?
When?
Oh, wait, this is delicious. But other than that,
he claimed the fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on it.
No, I always have eels lying around. They never slide into me.
Is there any excuse that you can make up that would make sense to a medical doctor?
I know, that's what I always think.
How did that get in there?
You know how many ER stories of like, oh, well, I was getting out of the shower and I fell on the eel.
Right. Those are ridiculous. No one believes it ever. No. I have an eel and I was laying in bed asleep on my stomach and my eel,
I got this eel.
ate through my ass.
Man,
what is happening?
Why even make anything up? I know they always ask, well, what happened? How did this happen? I mean, I would just be like, you really don't want to know. Doesn't matter.
By the way, you do know.
Yes.
You do know. Already know the answer.
I just want them to say it and see what kind of ridiculous excuses.
If I was in the hospital and I was a nurse or a doctor, I would absolutely ask him what happened.
And be rolling tape.
Yes, for sure. Come on.
Hurry up and get your whatever, and then we can start doing that.
He was sitting down, and the fish slid into his rectum when he accidentally sat on it.
Oh, come on.
So don't listen.
Yeah. Don't put eels in.
I know you're tempted to distrust medical advice.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
But they generally have better answers than jamming live animals into your anus.
Really, they're going to say go with the eel treatment.
I certainly hope so.
2 for Tuesday, a couple from Dirty Honey on KLF. I'm hearing the underworld from Super Mario Brothers in that new one from Dirty Honey.
It sort of sounds like
you have to play a comparison at some point. That is a wire. Damn good stuff. 95.5 KLOS and a twofer from
We have tickets to see Kiss. End of the Road World Tour, which is September 9th.
Yes, which they'll be back for.
We believe that that's still happening.
Yes, they're hoping to resume that date, actually, here in lovely California. Gene now has COVID-19 as well, and they've decided to shelter at home for a little while.
September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine. So we're going to give away tickets right now. We're going to do a Kiss sing, true or false.
Oh, okay.
So it's not about Kiss, it's about kissing.
Oh, okay.
True or false? That's nice. You got a 50-50 chance, but we're going to ask you three questions. You got to get two of them right.
Two out of three?
Yes.
For tickets to Kiss.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for Kiss.
Yeah.
September 9th, Five Point Amphitheater.
Kiss.
Well done.
Thank you.
So we're doing Kiss sing, true or false? This is actually about kissing. You have to get two out of three to win the tickets. KLOS, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to take our kissing questions?
Sure.
All right, true or false? Oh. We're going to give you three of them. You have to get two right, okay?
Okay, cool.
True or false? The average person spends at least 2 months of their life kissing.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
True.
That is false.
Oh.
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's it?
Seems weird to
me,
too.
No way. That's not possible.
Well, you're an over-kisser.
Yeah, I'm like, kiss.
That's not me, man.
All right, take it easy. We're not talking about you specifically.
You have to go to these exact answers. All right, question number two.
X's at the end of correspondence, you know the letter X, at the end of a correspondence represents the contact of the lips during a kiss.
Maybe true.
That is true.
Yay! Nicely done. Woo! I wasn't sure if it was the O that was supposed to be the mouth.
Nicely done.
You're on your way to that lovely lounge suite. I mean, Kiss tickets.
All right. Here's your make it or break it question. Kissing is good for teeth.
True or
when
false?
When you anticipate a kiss, you get saliva that comes into your mouth, and it's good for your teeth.
Oh, okay. True or false?
That would be false.
That would be way true.
Are you kidding?
Oh, nope.
Really?
True.
Really?
True.
Wow, dude, I would have lost too.
Sorry,
man. What a bummer. Well, let's go to another one. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Bob.
Bob, you want to try the true or false kissing game for tickets to see Kiss?
True.
You are
that's
on board.
One. That's not one yet.
So I got one out of the two that I
All right.
Good try, man. I appreciate that.
Lips are 100 times more sensitive than the tips of your fingers.
True or false?
True or false. What?
True.
It is true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
100 times.
Nice, okay.
Approximately 2/3 of people tip their head to the right sort of naturally when they kiss.
Which makes sense either way. Yeah, is that true?
That is true.
Oh, nice! You win! You're going to see Kiss!
You got the first two.
Yeah, right.
Woo!
On.
Nice.
Yeah.
Third one. Oh, you want the third one just to show off?
Come on, man. Me and my wife play Jeopardy every night.
Okay, the mouth is full of bacteria. When two people kiss, they exchange between 1 million and 10 million bacteria.
Well, of course. You know why? No, that's true.
That is not true.
Oh, no!
It's 10 million and 1 billion.
What? Between 10 million
yes.
and 1
and
billion?
1 billion.
Wow.
You still won because you got the first two.
No, I think we should take the tickets away from him.
No, don't take
the tickets away.
Now
you got
him. Now you win.
You got him, Jeopardy player.
You know what the cleanest face on a dog is, though, yeah?
Yeah, his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for asking. Bye.
All right, we're going to send you to see these human beings as long as no more of them get COVID, I suppose. That'd be nice of them.
Sure hope.
KLOS. Look at this weather. Look at it. It's beautiful.
You're so happy.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh,
I'm fine with it. You know, it's been really hot.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it for today.
Turn it down a little. Yeah, get that sun out of our eyes.
Maybe tomorrow it could come back a little.
No!
No, okay.
No!
All right, take it easy.
2-3 days, I'd be happy.
There is a 50-week YouTube series celebrating Queen, and it's called Queen the Greatest. And they celebrate key moments in the band's history.
Oh, wow.
So this particular story is from basically Queen and David Bowie, how they came up with Under Pressure.
Which Vanilla Ice was very excited about.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, ooh, that's a good one. I'll steal that.
So they were in the Queen was in the studio, and they were drinking pretty hard.
Right. Oh, God. So can you imagine?
They were pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And the David Richards, who's the record producer, called David Bowie and said, hey, Queen, you want to come down and see what's going on?
Hang with Queen?
And this is David's answer.
They were recording there, and David knew that I was in town and phoned me up and asked me if I'd come down and if I'd like to go down and see what was happening. So I went down. And these things happen, you know, suddenly you're writing something together, and it was totally spontaneous. I mean, it certainly wasn't planned. It was peculiar.
I mean, these things don't happen to everyone. He's David Bowie.
Extremely talented, right. Very cool. I mean, and to be able to just pick up the phone and call David Bowie.
A band has never called me and asked me to just go jam. It just doesn't happen to normal people. So Queen's drummer Roger Taylor starts talking about how much they were drinking.
Oh, nice.
Well, I think the process was we were all drunk in the studio, and... And we were just for fun. We were playing all sorts of old songs. I remember a couple of old Cream songs and whatever came into our heads. And I think David said, "Look, hang on a minute, we're right on our own."
We were fooling around and just sort of jamming with tracks. And suddenly we said, "Why don't we just see what we can do on the spur of the moment?"
Then you know, it's the pressure of His Majesty David being there, and everybody wanted to look suave and you know, quick with ideas and stuff.
I mean, come on, Queen.
Yeah,
wanting to be cool because David Bowie's
there. David Bowie's there, right?
I mean,
bizarre.
David Bowie. Yeah. Wow, that's
crazy.
Amazing.
Dehi, of course, came up with this riff: ding, 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 ding,
bum, 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 ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. All right, hold right there. So. Mm-hmm. That clip is one of the most famous in history.
Oh my God, yeah. That's
continue.
Crazy. Yeah.
He kept playing that over and over and over again.
And then we went for a pizza and he forgot it.
It's done, then, 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 then.
Oh my God.
He couldn't for the life of him remember that when he got back into the studio.
I can so see that happening. I would be afraid. I think of stupid things to talk about on the radio.
But it's the simplest.
And I forget.
Thing on a guitar ever.
Sure.
It's two notes.
Yeah, but very well put together in a certain. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, but how drunk do you have to be to forget that riff? That little thing.
It completely escaped his mind.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
I got back and I remembered it.
Oh. Woo.
No kidding.
And of course we're used to playing together, and now we have this other guy there who's also inputting.
David's idea to put all these clicks and claps, and then it just, the sort of track grew.
And by that time David was very impassioned with it, and he had a vision in his head, I think, you know. It's quite a difficult process, and somebody has to back off, and actually I did back off, which is unusual for me.
I mean, it's so passionate.
Roger Taylor says, I usually don't back down.
Right.
But this time.
Yeah.
David Bowie standing there.
And there was just massive passion in that, in David's lyrics particularly.
Yeah, I agree.
In his, yeah. But wow, that's awesome.
But Queen was just smashed.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
So much so that they couldn't remember dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So we're going to take your calls of things that you accomplished while drunk.
Yeah,
accomplishments, not disasters.
Yes.
You were at the top of your game.
It actually worked. It all rolled together.
Yes. You may have been drunk and maybe no one knew it. Maybe people did know it, but you performed at the top of your game.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll take that one call in a second. 818-955.
Hey, where can they see that, by the way?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just look up Queen. And
I'll send it from Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, nice.
From my Twitter account.
Under pressure.
That's pretty good for being drunk.
Yeah, man. That's amazing for being wasted. I mean, you know, I've heard lots of collaborations where artists will get together, super groups or whatever.
Right.
And they put out this big, huge thing, and it would have been better if they'd been drunk, because it's terrible.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So many terrible ones.
Because you think if you get two superstars together, you're going to multiply them, but you really just add sometimes.
Still
and maybe
kind of
sometimes.
Luck. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. KLOS, who's this?
Hi.
Hi there. You were drunk and did well?
Yeah, I was. I was about to go on and play a show. I'm a drummer, and of course, I was really messed up. And then right before I was about to play, I was so sick, and I threw up, and I played great. And
wow. Okay. Wait, so it wasn't acid you were coming on to. You had to throw up first, right?
I did, but I knew I had to, or I probably would have, like, thrown up on stage, but I didn't, and played right. And everyone's like, "Where's the drummer?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm right here. I just had to throw up real quick."
I'm over. Just had to throw up real quick. I'll be right there. Don't worry. And then you nailed it.
That's funny. That's awesome. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You were drunk. You nailed it.
One time, I was drunk at a party,
mm-hmm.
and there was like boxing gloves and a boxing ring.
Yes.
And I just totally like.
Boxed?
Hold on. Yeah, I boxed some guy.
Sylvester Stallone?
He was way bigger than me, and I would have, if I was drunk, I would not have the courage to step up, and I won.
Nice.
So you won the fight, which you never would have fought had you not been drunk.
Yeah, like, right now, if I think about it, like, I won't do it again.
See kids drink. That's the message.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have two tickets to see Kiss End of the Road World Tour coming up between now and 5.
It's up at the end.
Well done.
Thanks.
You're gonna listen for Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons to talk backwards.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be it.
It'll sort of sound like that. Before 5 o'clock. And when you hear it, be caller 13 and 14.
Yeah, we got a couple pairs.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a couple pairs for you. And then you're going to have to answer questions backwards, too, to win tickets.
All right, we're talking about doing things really well when you're drunk. You have a story?
We stumbled into a party, my brother and I, and we were so wasted. A gang fight broke out, and they started shooting everybody. So our only way of escape was to jump in a trash can and hide and throw trash over us. Had we not been drunk, we would have not survived that night.
He might have been like, "Now, gentlemen, let's be men here. Let's behave.
Let's not fight.
Let's not fight."
So you were drunk, and because of that, you jumped in a trash can,
saved
and covered yourself in trash, and lived.
Yeah. And it was in Baldwin Park. That's right.
Nicely done.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, when I was at USC, we were a little over the limit, mm-hmm. in Westwood, and stole a golf cart from Brentwood Country Club and drove it all the way back on surface streets back to USC in the middle of the night.
And you were fine? You drove it fine?
Well, I mean, fine enough that we didn't get in trouble.
Three old ladies no longer with us, but at least you got home all right.
But I didn't get caught.
Thanks for calling.
That does sound like something I'd do. KLOS, hello.
I got a blistering drunk story.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm at the Indian Reservation playing blackjack. I played the max, 2,000 a hand.
That's,
I couldn't do anything wrong.
That's crazy, first of all, 2,000
a hand. A hand, wow.
What did you start with?
Yeah. What'd you sit down with? What'd you buy in at?
About 5,000.
Okay. Wow.
And
go ahead.
I could not do anything wrong. I could not do anything wrong. I'm hitting on 13s, 12s. I'm beating the house. I got about $20,000, and these two Armenians that are sitting on the same table tell me, "Hey, why don't you quit? You got about 20 grand. and I snap out of it. I've got these purple chips all over my, in front of me.
Right.
And I just cash in.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
21,000.
Yes.
That's the best gambling story I've ever heard. Because usually you go, no, I'm on a roll.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
I can't lose. I'm hitting on 13s.
You know, I used to actually put my winnings away pretty quick, and I'd come back with a lot more cash, and then that slowly went away over time.
Sure.
I did not do what you did. Well done, sir. Next time, I'll be really wasted when I'm at a table.
That's the way to win money.
Do it. Yes, sir.
Do it.
Right on.
Thanks, Ben. The Stone Street Fighting Man for that first story. That guy. The party. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Garrett.
Hey, Garrett, what are you calling for?
Heard some backwards talking boys.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, wasn't it? Do you have any idea what they were saying?
No idea.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You're caller 13.
Yeah.
That means you got two tickets to see Kiss End of the Road World Tour.
Right on, dude.
September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater.
Yeah, well, right? That's a good question.
Yes, we think so.
Yes. Gene's like staying home for a little while now and trying to get over the vid.
I believe this is the night that they're targeting to come back. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So hopefully, yes.
Hey, you want to help us give away some more tickets?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
I'm going to answer the phone. You say, hello, KLOS. Who's this? Are you ready?
I've always wanted to be a DJ.
Don't let us down.
All right, here you go. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Joe.
Joe, you've won 2 tickets to KISS.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Awesome.
Keep going.
Yes, I love it. I can't wait to see some KISS, baby.
Got you.
Hey, this kind of makes it a lot easier. You know what? You guys
just have the listeners do the work for us.
Yeah. You're a caller 14. You're going as well. Congratulations from KLOS.
Well, thank you. I love it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a friend who, before she goes to sleep, has to put all shoes away.
Okay.
If she can see shoes, she can't sleep.
Oh, really? Okay.
I said, is that a little OCD? She said, probably. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, weird rituals are bizarre.
I used to have, and we're not talking about like full-on OCD you take medicine for.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you have just a touch.
A touch. Do you drive a certain way? Like, do you always make sure you're in a certain lane at a certain time? I mean,
no.
Really?
I don't. The only thing that I had that I thought might be that way was checking the front door to make sure it's locked.
That's probably a pretty good idea.
But.
Yeah. Did I tell you I left the back door open for 3 days one time?
Okay. No,
yeah. So it's a good idea. 3 days.
You left the back door open for 3 days.
Yeah.
Where?
Slider. I had a glass slider. Okay. We'd gone out and then we had these shutters in front of it and I didn't realize.
I don't want to say where you live, but that's a terrible idea.
Yes.
For you.
Exactly.
What the hell? But mine, I realized that I just wasn't paying attention.
Oh, so sometimes you just forget to lock the door?
I would lock the door, but I forgot if I locked it or not.
Oh, right.
Because I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
So now I walk up and I lock the door and I go, I just locked the door.
Right. There's some reason for that, though. You don't want to be axe murdered. So, you know.
No, agreed. It's also, I don't think it's OCD. I think it's just not paying attention in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any...
I'm sure I do. I don't. I know it's not extreme.
A little bit.
Yeah,
we're not looking for extreme.
No, exactly. But
especially if it's only one thing, it's fascinating to me.
Right.
Because you would think it would be all or nothing,
right.
But it sort of isn't at all.
No, I do. Like I said, with lanes, like I know
you
where I'm
that?
Going. Yeah, I have to be. If I'm not in the certain lane at a certain time with my usual driving routine, it bugs me. Like, there's no reason that I have to be over early. I just always get over early.
Meaning in the turning lanes.
Yeah, yes. Or if I'm going to split off a freeway.
So when you're on the, let's say, 101, and you're going to get on the 134, you have to be in the 2 left lanes.
Yes. And, I mean, I have to be in the far left lane so that, you know.
How far out?
Yeah. Almost as soon as, like, right about the time it comes up on the board, just almost immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like 2.5-3 miles.
Yeah, there's really no need for it.
You have to be in the far left lane.
I just
lane.
Have to do it. Yeah.
It's such a slow way to go.
Yeah. Well, I might weave in and out if there's slow people. But
you got to
get right back.
Get right back in the left lane. Yeah, all right, exactly. So you have just a touch.
Yeah, just a touch.
Of OCD.
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS, especially if it's only one or two things.
Yeah, you got to have a light switch or whatever. You know,
yeah, whatever it is. You wash your hands
bizarre,
five times.
Yeah.
Whatever it happens to be. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Something funny you want to share with the whole room?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about, you're just a... Maybe just a hair OCD.
Just a bit.
Just a tiny bit. A scotch, if you will.
Scotch.
Is that the right word?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I like it, though.
You're a little bit OCD. We're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Pet peeve.
I'm sorry, you peed? Did you say?
Yeah, talking about pet peeves.
Oh, pet peeves. No, we're talking about OCD.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay. What is it?
I've only got to put my balls in your mouth.
I actually didn't see that coming this time.
I didn't either. Well done.
Well done. Well played, sir.
Well played. What the hell?
Wow, next line.
We have a screaming baby yelling at us. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, we got a screaming baby. So all of my dollars have to face the same way.
Oh, in your wallet.
All of your dollars have to face the same
Everything.
Way. Interesting.
They have to go from hundreds to 50s to 20s to tens to 5s to 1s.
Do that too.
Mine just have to go from 10 to 5s to 1. You're rich.
I do that as well. Very interesting.
So you have to have your dollars facing the same direction. Strange.
Yeah, I kind of do that too, actually.
Thank you. Do you?
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for
Take
the screaming
care of your
child.
Baby.
Here, look at it right now.
You Let's have all your money are. Like that?
How'd I say that? Oh, no. Well, they are, but they're
most
but they're
there's some
down.
Real bad ones.
That's
there.
A mess.
Yeah.
Well, good. I guess I've lost that.
Wow.
That's good. Hi, KLOS. What's your OCD, your mini OCD deal?
Yes. I have to put on my left sock on first.
Okay.
Every day.
Oh, really?
Your left sock. And then do you go sock, shoe, shoe, or do you go sock, shoe, sock,
no,
shoe?
I go left sock, right, left shoe, right shoe.
Are you left-handed?
Nope.
Do you think anything would happen if you didn't do it that way?
I just feel uncomfortable.
Try it tomorrow.
Yeah, try it tomorrow and see if the world explodes.
Try it and call us back.
Yeah.
I'll sometimes forget and get halfway in my right sock, and I'll take it off and do my left sock.
Yeah, because disaster
is imminent. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Your little OCD deals, your little rituals. What are they? 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about, you have a little OCD. You don't have a lot. You're not on medication. You just have
one little ritual you must perform.
A tiny ritual. Yeah. What would that be?
Pitcher frames. I go to my friend's house and I straighten out their pitchers.
Oh.
But one time I was at a restaurant out in Beaumont.
Yeah.
And the pitchers were so crooked, I had to straighten them.
That is something my dad always did, so I always followed him around and tipped him just a little bit off.
Yeah.
This guy's been a troublemaker since the beginning. Damn, dude.
I just used to watch my dad come in and go, how long will it be?
Do you think he would do that at a restaurant, too?
No.
You wouldn't have done
no,
that?
No, he's not as crazy
Just at
as,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your dad was bananas.
Yes, he's bananas. He was.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank Bye. You.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hot Rod Jimmy here.
Hey, Hot Rod.
I like to collect parts, you know, for future projects. If it's just something obscure, I like the shape of it or something. I want to use it on something else,
mm-hmm.
on a future car. So I just got tons, like containers full of, you know, shipping containers full of parts. And people go, why don't you get rid of this stuff? And I go, two things that people have accused me of. I'm a hoarder, and I have OCD. I don't mind having a bunch of stuff. It just drives me nuts that it's not all in order.
Right. Oh, wow. If you
I
start
gotcha.
Putting it in total some sort of order, then you had a little more issue going on. Yeah.
Somebody came by, and long story short is, I brought up something. I said, I have a catalog from your dad from 1980. And I
wow.
went in my container and I found it in about 2 minutes.
Nice.
They could not believe that.
That's crazy.
That sounds a little nutty.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you get rid of any of that stuff, then you're going to have that project finally come up and you're not going to have that
That's
piece anymore.
True.
Right?
Just yeah. You get some obscure piece,
yep.
like a part of an oscillating
yep.
fan, like an old school one,
yep.
and I'll use it for some mount for a taillight or something, yep. you know.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Volume on TV or radio has to be either on a 0 or a 5.
Is that right?
Oh, that's interesting.
So if it's like 22, that bugs you. You have to make it 20 or 25.
Yeah, I got to ask my girlfriend, hey, can you click it up a couple?
Does she know or she noticed that that is the deal or are you keeping that on the DL?
I don't know. I don't know if she noticed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Have you ever tried to not do that? Leave it on 21?
No, it bugs me.
All right.
Yeah.
Try it and call us back tomorrow.
Yeah. If you make it through the day.
Let us know. It wouldn't happen.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for knowing your limitations. That's good. Right on. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
You're a little OCD.
Yeah, just a little bit. When I do the laundry at my house, all of my clothes, when they're done being cleaned, mm-hmm. they have to be hung in color, order by color.
Huh.
And what order?
Yeah.
What does that mean by color? White to black, black to white?
Starting from the left is the dark colors. Okay. All the way to the right is the white colors.
Huh.
And if one is out of place, it just bugs you too much?
It makes me feel insane, and I don't know what to do with that piece of clothing, so I usually just get rid of it.
Get rid of it!
Burn it. Do you think is there like anything else you have that's like that, or is that like the only just your clothes? Is that like the only thing?
No, it's all my bath towels and kitchen towels. They all have to be folded a certain way and color coordinated in the drawers. Otherwise, I take them all out and start over again.
Was that like a parent thing from way back when, or a grandparent thing or something?
I have no idea. Yeah. Since I started doing laundry.
Brains are weird, man.
Yes, they are.
Very weird. Rob, thanks for sharing, man. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Dude, I don't think the volume is at 20. I think it's at 22. Right now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS presents Joyous Wolf for a tour warm-up show.
Nice.
Monday, September 13th at the Viper Room on Sunset Strip. It is your chance to see the guys from Orange County before they hit the road. Tickets are only $9.55, and they're on sale now at theviperroom.com. Get tickets soon. The show will definitely sell out.
Man, I haven't been at the Viper Room more than a year. We were doing a whole bunch of stuff down there at KLOS. Yep. Before everything shut down. It's just such an awesome place. I love it. So
hope it opens up for good
within the next 10 years. That'll be nice.
You know, we talked a lot about first dates and how poorly they went.
Oh, yeah.
First date ends with high-speed police chase. There's a motorcyclist said he was showing off for his female passenger.
Sure.
A motorcyclist who was arrested following a high-speed chase told cops he was trying to show off. Taylor Beverly, 22, ran through a red light Saturday night while driving a white 2017 Suzuki with a female passenger. Apparently, the guy turned, looked back, made eye contact with the police department officers, and then raced away.
Oh, no, wrong thing to do.
Police then activated the cruiser's light, so they weren't even on to him.
Right.
He turned around, got their attention. Yeah. And then ran a red light. So they turned on their siren. They sought to make a traffic stop, but he was driving well over 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
And began to weave in and out of traffic.
Dude.
With her on the back of the bike.
Wow. She's like, oh, this is great first date.
Right? After cops who initially gave chase alerted other units to be on the lookout, they apparently he was taken into custody at about 10 p.m. When he was just sitting at a stoplight. And after being read his rights, he said he was trying to show off for his date.
Where was she? She'd fallen off somewhere?
No, she was there.
Oh, she was still hanging on.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I would have thought she would have hopped off, especially when they got to the...
Yes. The woman told cops she was screaming at him to stop, but he refused.
Oh, man.
And the police said that was their first date.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny is I just saw this happen today. This dude was weaving in and out of traffic across three lanes, across just a regular road. Finally, he got sick of everybody. He couldn't get past everybody. So he get in the middle lane, the left chain turn lane or whatever. Goes flying to the light, just flying down to the light. Stops right there. And guess who's sitting next to him? Motorcycle cop. However, said motorcycle cop didn't see what he had done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude just drove off, man, and that's dude awesome. Turned left.
But there was no one on behind him. It was not a first date.
No, but it was like, yeah, exactly. That I don't know. She probably lost her somewhere.
You're 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for What We Learned Today.
Oh, good. I wasn't paying attention, so this will be helpful.
If you have constipation, apparently the answer is not to put an eel in your butt.
Oh, no.
I know that was your plan.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I got to take something out of my...
No, it literally ate through a man.
Oh, dude.
This is the worst ever.
Wow, that's a bad idea. Wow.
We found out the Queen were really drunk when they came up with Under Pressure with David Bowie. All of them were drunk.
And it worked out really well.
Yes, it did.
So, so much for got to be sober when you're doing your work.
Right? That's what we've always said.
It turns out, yeah.
And we talked to people who had a little OCD, and I found out that Sluggo keeps his dollar bills facing the same direction.
And in denominational order. Like, they start at ones on one side and end at the $1,000 bill.
And Sluggo pulled out his money to show me, and it was a mess!
Yeah, it wasn't anything like that at all.
It was a disaster!
Someone's been going through my money! I think I need to talk to her when I get home!
Oh, sure, sir.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty and have a word with you-know-who.
Enjoy, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man. John Lennon left left the White Cliffs of Dover behind on this day in rock in 1971, leaving England to start a new life with his wife, Yoko, in New York City, never to return to England. I was on this day in rock in 1973 when the Rolling Stones released the album Goat's Head Soup. The Grateful Dead performed Shakedown Street live for the first time ever at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado on this day in rock in 1978.